Okay, we are on Daf Yud Zayin. Tonight I'm going out of town just for a day, so Menachem will be giving the Daf tomorrow morning and Sunday. Beth Hashem, I'll be back on Monday. But let's learn some Torah right now. Second to last line on Tez Zayin Mabes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Hayitzorach Lomar Zichronos V'chulu. The Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak that we added on these extra special these special brachos on the last seven fast days. Or it's really six extra brachas plus Gal Yisrael as well, was also expanded. The first two being Zichronos and Shofros. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, Zichronos and Shofros were not added on, but there were two other prakim from Tanakh said, one from Yirmiyahu and one from Malachim Aleph. So he argues whether you say Zichronos and Shofros on these fast days or not. Says the Gemara, Amrab Ada Dimin Yafo, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no Zichronos and Shofros on these last Tanesim? Lefi Shein Omrim Zichronos for Shofros, Ella, Barash Hashanah, Ubiyovlos, Ubishas Melchama. Because that's the rule. You only say Zichronos and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah. And on Yovlos, which means Yom Kippur of Yovel, as we had the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that Shaveh, Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Lebrachos, which meant that we say Zichronos and Shofros on Yom Kippur of Yovel, Ubishas Milchama, and at times of war. Rashi quotes, based on the Pasuk in Bahaloscha, V'chisavo Milchama Ba'artzachem, Alatzara Tzoreschem, Bahariosa V'chatzotzros, we have to blow Shofar, that's the Makar for Tefillah Beis Sara, that's the Makar for blowing Shofar Beis Sara. So that's how Rav Adad Ben Yafo says these are the three times when we say Zichronos and Shofros, Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and Shas Melchama. Rashi does add that he's not sure what the makar is about Shas Melchama. Rashi says V'lo yad'inan mina is parish de omer brachos upsuki malchit Zichronos and Shofros b'Shas Melchama. I don't know. So he's not sure where the source is to say this is Shas Melchama. There is, though, another point in Rashi. Rashi adds in both Rashis, first the top Rashi, when he quotes Rosh Hashanah, Imr Lefane Malchi Zichronos V'chulu, and also the third Rashi, where he says, I'm not sure where it says to say Malchi Zichronos V'chulu, Shas Melchama. Rashi is obviously assuming that Malchius is also part of this bunch. It's not just a discussion of Zichronos and Shofros, but also Malchios. Malchios is not said on the Tainus. That's according to everybody. But what about on Shas Melchama? Is Malchios said Shas Melchama, or just Zichronos and Shofros? So that is a Machlokas. Rashi assumes that Malchios is said. The Turei Evan, not the Gevurah Sari here, but the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah, the Flamed Beis, says that nearly Dahai Kol Makom Einu Ella Yovel Bovad. When the Gemara says Zichronos and Shofros and Malchios, that is only Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah. But Malchios is specifically left out here because Malchios is not said on the Tainus, and Malchios is not said Shas Melchama. So that's he argues on Rashi. Aval Tainus v'chein Shas Melchama, aval gav darina b'hu Zichronos v'shofros, afilo achi im lomahen Malchios imahen. Malchios is not said. Malchios is reserved for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel. It does not give a svara, but one can suggest that when it comes to Shas Melchama, when it comes to Shas Tainus, that's the time of Bakasha, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bakasha, Zichronos, is appropriate, because you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Zocher HaBris, remember the Avos, and Shofar. Shofar is a form of Tefillah. So that's why those who are appropriate. Malchius isn't just a regular form of Tefillah. Malchius is specifically appropriate for Rosh Hashanah, which is Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim, and the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech in the world. And one could also suggest that for Yom Kippur of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel is a time when we're about to have another whole year that we're not going to work the land, showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. So again, Malchius could be appropriate for that day. But again, that's why, that's a svara for the Turei Evan, why Malchius would only be said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, but not Shas Melchama and not Shas Tainus. Okay. Second line. Ala Rishonu Omer Mishanez Avram Mechulu. So the Mishnah listed off all of the people that we mention. Hashem, you answer them. Please answer us as well. And we have a chasima. There is an ending bracha to each of the statements that we say. Tana, says the Gemara. Yesh Machlifin Sa'aka Le'elyo V'tfilu L'Shmuel. If you look in the Mishnah, the Elyo Hanavi, we end off his bracha by saying Shomea Tfila. We end off Shmuel's bracha by saying Shomea Tsa'aka. So some switch it. Some switch it, says the Gemara, and put Sa'aka by Eliyahu and Tefillah by Shmuel. Bishlamo Gabi Shmuel, Dechsev Beit Tefillah, Dechsev Beit Sa'aka. I understand both opinions by Shmuel, because if you look in the Pesukim in Shmuel, Rashi quotes them, there's a Lashon of Sa'aka and a Lashon of Tefillah. El Gabi Eliyahu, Tefillah Ksiv, Sa'aka Loksiv, but by Eliyahu Anavi, it only has a Lashon of Tefillah and not a Lashon of Sa'aka. So how can we say by Eliyahu Anavi, Shomeat Sa'aka? What's the Svar of the Brisa? So says the Gemara, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Lashon Sa'akahi. Aneni Hashem Aneni, that double Lashon, Hashem, please answer me, by the Nevi'e Habau, that itself is a Lashon Sa'akah. The fact that there's a double Lashon connotes a deeper form of Tefillah, which is a Lashon of Tza'akah. Okay, Tza'akah is one of the 10 forms of Tefillah, the Medrash at the beginning of Parashat Va'eschan, and talks about Tchina, Bakasha, Tza'akah, all the different forms of Tefillah. Rav Pinkus in his Sefer Sha'ar B'Tefillah has a different chapter on every form of Tefillah. You always got to make sure, we have to know what type, part of Tefillah, what form of Tefillah we're up to in our stage of Tefillah. If we're doing Shavach, when we're supposed to be Bakasha, and Tchina by Tza'akah, he says we have to make sure we know exactly what type of Tefillah we're doing. Says the Gemara, Alashishesu Omer v'Mishan es Yona v'Chulu, Alashishesu Omer Mishan es David v'Chulu. The last two brachos that we add on, the last two chasimis are Yona and David and Shlomo. Says the Gemara, Michti, Yona baser David and Shlomo ave. Yona was after David and Shlomo. Therefore, my time of Akdam Liberation. Yona historically was after David and Shlomo, he was in the time of Amatzia, says Rashi, in Seder Olam. So therefore, why in our bracho shouldn't we be in historical order? So why do we do David and Shlomo last and Yonah before that? No, because the last we want to, the last chasim of the last extra bracha we want to say is Hashem, you have rachmanis on the land, on Eretz Yisrael, which is the purpose of our whole fasting, and that is most appropriate. Rachim el Aretz has to be David and Shlomo's bracha, because David was answered to Shlomo Melech. They have a special connection to Eretz Yisrael. They built the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi has a line here where Rashi says, "Mishum de'inu tikkun Beis Hamikdash dehu ikur ha'aretz." Eretz Yisrael, the root of it is Beis Hamikdash. Mentioned in the past that the Kedusha might flow. The whole Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael might flow from the Beis HaMikdash. That's the root of it. And it just goes out. The root of all Kedusha comes from the Kodesh Kadashim. It expands to the Beis HaMikdash. It expands to Yerushalayim. It expands to all of Eretz Yisrael. But that's the root. So says the Gemara that we want to end off with the Bracha Merachim El Aretz. That is the final stamp of our davening. So that's why we have to put David and Shlomo last. Tosas Yantav has a question. There's another two out of order. Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu Anavi is put, as the Tosas Yantav, Eliyahu lo parech, avagav di bimei achav haya, maisa dara karmel. Why is Eliyahu Anavi put where he is? Right, he is put before, if you look at the order, Eliyahu Anavi is put, you have Avraham, and then Avoseinu b'yamsuf, and number three, you have Yoshua, and then you have Shmuel, and Eliyahu, and Shlomo, and David. So Eliyahu was also before David and Shlomo. So it wasn't Eliyahu later. So the Tosafot Yantav says, what about Eliyahu Zupinchas? That always comes in handy. That the Medrash, that they were connected, they were the same person, same neshama. So that's how we're not mocking to put them before David and Shlomo. We'll put them after Shmuel, because it's not Mefurish Bikra. Not Mefurish Bikra that he was Pinchas, but we'll mention him then. By the way, that's Eliyahu Malach HaBris. That's why Pinchas ben Elazar is mentioned at a Bris Milah, because also the connection between Pinchas and Eliyahu Anavi. At the end of the day today, again, B'li Neder, when we'll say a word about that Pinchas and Eliyahu by a Bris, we'll come back to it. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Misham Sumchis Amru. Sumchis has a different version of the last ending bracha. Baruch Mashpil Haramim. Blessed is he who brings down and lowers those who are high. That's another pshat of different than arguing on our Mishnah. We don't end off Merachim El Aretz, but those who lower the high, also referring to David and Shlomo, because the Mepharshim explained that he lowered them when he didn't bring grain. Shalosh Taniyos Harishonos. Next part of the Mishnah. Anshi Mishmar Mitzayin Avalom Hashlimin. The Mishnah quoted, what about the Anshi Mishmaros, the groups of Kohanim that were split up in the Beis HaMikdash? When did they fast, and on which fast days? Did the people who were for that week, the Anshi Mishmar, we mentioned as a Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Mishmaros were split up into six or seven groups, or if there were six, they all worked on Shabbos, and within each Mishmar, the Batei Avos, each Mishmar was split up into Batei Avos at the families that worked on Let me backtrack for a second. The Mishmaris are obviously the 24 Mishmaris. The Machlokas we've shown him is how many Bati Avos were they split up in. 6 or 7 Bati Avos. Each of them worked at a different day of the week. So the Mishnah listed off what was the behavior of the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av on each day that Klal Yisrael was observing a fast. Says the Mish Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Mipnei ma omru Anshei Mishmar mutarin lishtos yayin balelos avalo bayamim. The Anshei Beis Av were not allowed to drink wine at all the day that they were serving and the night of their service. The Anshei Mishmar, says the Mishnah, are allowed to drink wine at night but not by day. So why is that? Why are they not allowed to drink wine by day? Right? It's not their day. It's not their day. They're not serving. They're serving in 2 days from now. So why are they not allowed to drink wine by day? Shema tichbar ha'avoda al Anshei Beis Av. Maybe the people who are designated for today, the Beis Av for today, there'll be too much work for them. They'll need subs. They'll need people to help them out. V'yavo v'sayu lahem. And therefore, one will come, they will come and help them. That's why the Anshei Mishmar or Usser by day. What about at night? Why is it mutter at night? Gemara does not explain that part of it. Why are the Anshei Mishmar allowed to drink wine at night? So Rashi explained earlier, some Rishonim said, because at night, how much work is there to do at night? There's not much work to do at night. So therefore, we're not worried about Tichbad Ha'avodah. There's not much. There's just the Haktoras Emurin. Therefore, all you need is a few Kohanim. The Radvaz in B.S. Mikdash suggests maybe it's a Svek Sveka. And a Svek Sveka, you don't have to be Choshesh here for a Svek Sveka. What are we worried about? We're worried about as we mentioned, there's another chash that maybe if they drink wine tonight, they're not going to be able to serve tomorrow. So why aren't we worried that the tichbat, forget at night time, there's not going to be too much work. But the next day there's going to be a lot of work and their wine will not have left them. So it says the Radvaz, that's a Svek Sveka. You don't have to be choshish for that. Number one, you're worried that maybe there's going to be too much work. Number two, even if there is too much work, maybe the wine will not have left their system. So for that type of suffek, you have to have two Svekas in order for it to be a problem, so then we are not worried about that. We don't have to be choshish for that. By the daytime, there's only one suffix. Is there going to be too much avoda or not? Obviously, if they drink now, it's going to be there. It's going to be, it will not have left them. So that's the Radvaz, a little deeper than Rashi, not just that won't be so much avoda to do at night, but the issue of svek sveka. Next halacha, mipnei ma amru anshei beis av lo bayom v'lo balayla. Why can't the beis av drink at all their day or their night? Mipnei shein asukin tamei b'avoda, because they're always involved in the avoda. And we mentioned yesterday, two days ago, we mentioned the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Which night are we talking about that the beis av is not allowed to drink? According to Rashi, it means the following night, because they still have to do avoda connected to what they did during the day. They have to do the Haktaras Emurin. According to the Rambam, it means the previous night, because if they drink now, they're not going to be able to do the proper work tomorrow. And and they're going to have to do work. It's not a Svek Sveka, because they're going to have to do work. So that Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, again, applies here. Which night are we talking about? Mikan Amru, last skinny line. Based on these halachas, we say, call Kohen, Shemakar Mishmarto, Mishmeres Beis Avshalo, any Kohen, that today, a Kohen today, that knows, let's say he knows, he has a Sefer HaYichus, and he knows exactly which Mishmar he was from, and which Beis Av he was from. And he knows that his Beis Av always worked the first week of Shvat. He knows, he has a Mesorah. You know what? He's not allowed to drink wine the first week of Shvat. Why? Forever. And he also knows that his Beis Av is Kavua. What does that mean? Rashi goes, Tupshatim. Kavua either means he knows they have this specific week every year, or he knows that they don't have any Pgamos on their Mishpacha. They're Kavua. They're a good family. Also, Lishos Yayin, Kolos Oayom. They're not allowed to drink wine the entire day. That's the halacha if he knows exactly which family he's from. What if he knows a little bit? Sometimes a little information is going to hurt. Right? If you know, let's say, which mishmar you're from, you know which week you're from, you just don't know which day you're from, and you know which that your Beis Av is Kavua, it's a Chasha family and they have a specific week, then you're out the whole week. The whole week you're not allowed to drink wine because you know that sometime this week you will be serving. So that's the two cases where you know something. Either you mock your specific Beis Av, or even if you're just mocking your Mishmar, so then one is not allowed to drink wine that entire day or that entire week, even Bisman Azeh. Yeah?
Back to this next week, isn't the wine a Darushesh
Matirin? Isn't the wine a Darushesh Matirin, meaning what?
Meaning, what are you drinking now for? You're drinking
What do you have tomorrow. To what do you have to drink it now for? You have to drink other wine tomorrow. Right, right. Because you could drink it. You might as well wait. So this wine, you want to be happy. You want to drink it now. You want to drink it then too. We spoke about by the Dovrashish Batir might not apply to Yisuri Hishtamshus because you want to do both times. You get other wine then. Get other wine then. So I'm not sure if it, I thought you meant something else, which the Gemara is going to ask on your Zayin and Beis, which we'll get to. So these are the cases where Kohen is Makir. The Gevurah Sari here has 2 points. Number one, he quotes that the Gemara says in Sota, wrong Gemara. This is the Tree of Rosh Hashanah. I need the Gevurah Sari in here in Titus. After the Gevurah Sari, same person, Shagas Aryeh, says the Gevurah Sari kashali amai aser kol hayom. Why is it so aser? If he knows the day, if he knows the week, it's aser the whole day. We know the Gemara tells us in Menachas that the chinuch hamizbeach. How is the Mizbeach going to be Mechunach? Just like it was Mechunach, it was consecrated. And the Avodah was started with the Chanukah of Mizbeach, Bizman of Mishkan, and Bizman of Beis HaMikdash. So too is going to need, Bayis Shlishi is also going to need a Chanukah of Mizbeach. But we know that the Chanukah of Mizbeach Achitzon is only done by the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Tamid Shel Shachar has to be what brings down the Kedusha to the Mizbeach Achitzon. So once the Tamid Shel Shachar time is passed, the Kohen should be able to drink wine. Because you know it's not going to happen today. You know it's not going to happen today. You need the Tamid Shel Shachar. So based on the Machlokas and Maseches Brachas, how long Shachar is, the third hour, the fourth hour, so after that you should be able to drink, the Kohen should be able to drink wine Bizman Hazeh. But it's not happening today. So he says, V'im Kein L'Rabbi Yehuda L'Achar Dal L'Chos B'Yom L'Ban Achar Chatzos, you should be able to drink. Right? The E.F. Shel L'Hakar Bo B'Yom Shum Karbon. So he quotes two a day. He says, maybe there's still the, we know we bring Ketores every day on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So maybe that part of the Avodah will still be able to be done. Or he says maybe the menorah. The menorah can be, at least according to some opinions, the menorah, you can have a Chanukas HaMenorah with the Nero Shel Bein HaRabayim. So there too, so maybe there are Avodahs that can be done. You're right, the Mizbeach HaChitzon cannot be done. Because you need the Tamid Shel Shachar in order to be Mechanech the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But regarding the others, there might be other Avodahs that could be done in the afternoon. The second point that he mentions, we mentioned this back in Rosh Hashanah as well, because he says, I made this point in my Sefer in Rosh Hashanah, and that is we're saying, Asa Lushas Kol Yayin Kulo? We had a machlokes in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. When's Mashiach going to come? Is it going to come in Tishrei or is it going to come in Nisan? So that should be the only 2 months that are aser. Any other time, you should be able to drink wine. It's not going to come. It's not going to come in Shvat, according to those opinions, right? Is Mashiach going to come today? So Lechora, maybe it's not going to come. Ask the Gevurah Sari. Answers. The Gevurah Sari, the same two answers he answered then. Number one answer is, maybe there's a difference between Binyan HaMikdash and Elyo HaNavi coming. Maybe there's a Yerushalmi that says Binyan HaMikdash will happen before Mashiach comes. There's a Yerushalmi that says that Beis HaMikdash Asid Lihibanos Kodim L'Malchus Beis David. That's a Yerushalmi. So therefore here we're talking about Binyan HaMikdash. So they're going to have to do the Mikdash. He says, and you know, there's Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says you can bring Karbanas even without a Beis HaMikdash. We Rambam passes like that opinion, Makriv and Alpha Mishain. Okay, there are problems that we have. Can we build a Beis HaMikdash today? Let's say all the Arabs left Eretz Yisrael. Can we build a Mizbeach today? So we have a problem of Tumah. We have a problem of Bidei Kahuna. There are certain problems we have to get out of. Where exactly should the Mizbeach be? So there are many problems to get out of. But theoretically, the Rambam passes that you can build there's no Shulchan Aruch. So you have to look in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin's the Shulchan Aruch HaKadoshim. So you can build a Mizbeach. Therefore, so too, that can happen without Mashiach, without the Malchus Beis David. But then the second day is what Aaron just referred to. And that is, that whole machlokes about when Mashiach is going to come is only in the Be'ita, in its time. Try Be'ita Achishana. When Mashiach comes, if we don't deserve it, Hashem has a time he's going to bring it. It's either in Tishrei or in Nisan. But if we deserve it, if we're Zochet to it, so then it could come anytime. It could come today. Come today, but Hashem should come today. So that's what Argamar is referring to. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, any day of the year. So again, that's the second time we get to mention that thought. As many times as we can mention that, it's worth it. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says if somebody is Makir, just one other connected Ha'ara to that idea about Be'ita and Lopa and Achishana. This was not mentioned then, so we're doing something new today. So ask the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kufnun Beis by Shtias Yayin, what about the Gemara and Eirvin that we had? Where an Eirvin says that Ben David cannot come on a Friday or a Shabbos or a Yontif. Can't come on a Friday, everybody's busy doing Shabbos and Yontif in Yonim. And then he can't come on Shabbos because Eliyahu HaNavi has to come the day before Malchus David HaMelech comes. So if he didn't come on Friday, you know he's not coming on Shabbos. So you should be able to drink wine on Friday, you should be able to drink wine on Shabbos. So his answer is again that it could be the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built earlier. He quotes that same Yerushalmi that the Turi Evan quotes, and don't ask me and don't tell me that the Beis HaMikdash, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos anyway. It's Rashi we had in Sukkah that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. It's going to come down from Shemayim according to Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam. But either way, according to either of the Rishonim, you have an answer. According to the Rambam, you can have the Beis HaMikdash before you have Malchus Beis David. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the Beis HaMikdash is coming down from Shemayim anyway. Either way, these Achronim explain how there is a chshash of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash each day, and that's why they're Aser Kol Hayom and each day.
But Kevin and Malchus are one of the opinions that involve building the Beis HaMikdash.
That's what was Rashi's question. You're right. One of the Malachas, which are learned out from the Mishkan, one of them is Bona. So how can you say Bona is Doche? But first of all, we know that at the time, Binyan HaMishkan might have been different than Avoda in the Mishkan, as we refer to. But anyway, Rashi says the third Beis HaMikdash is coming down from Shemayim. So we're not going to have to build it. Hashem's going to take care of it. So we don't have to worry about the Binyan for that, for the third Beis HaMikdash. It's coming down from Shemayim, right? The Midrashim about every mitzvah is another brick. So maybe that's...
Then how come Rambam can say that you can't build Beis HaMikdash if it comes coming down...
The Rambam doesn't talk about that. The Rambam just says that the Mashiach in Hilchos Malacha, the Mashiach is going to help build the third Beis HaMikdash. So the Achronim or Medayit that he argues with that idea of Rashi and Tosfos, he assumes that we're going to build the third Beis HaMikdash. Different sources. So according to him, you have to give a different answer here. Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, if you know your Beis Av, if you know your Mishmar, so you're not allowed to drink wine. What if you don't know? Eino Maka Mishmar to Mishmeres Beis Av Shalom. What if you don't know? Most Kohanim today, if not all, nobody knows which Beis Av they come from. So what's the halacha? The Yodea Shabbati Avot HaKvun Shal. But I know I have a chashiv family, and I know I had a week. I just don't know which one it is. Also Lishos Yayin Kol Hashana. The Tanakhama says you're not allowed to drink wine. Period. You can't drink wine. Maybe today is your day, and maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built today. How embarrassing is it going to be when the Mashiach comes this afternoon? You're going to have to do the Avodah, and you're going to be drunk. Right? You're going to have to, sorry. Right? They're going to test your alcohol levels, and you're not going to be able to come do the Avodah. So you can't drink wine, period. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Omer Ani, as we had mentioned many times, that only by Rabbi you have this lashon of Omer Ani, this lashon of Anivus. Omer Ani, Aser lishtos yayin la'olam. Really, Rebbe says, I agree. Conceptually, theoretically, you should not be able to drink wine any day of the year. But you know what? Avol ma'aseh. What can we do? Shetakanaso kilkalaso. What does that mean? Rashi, expanded upon by the Ritva, says takanaso. He has a takana. He's able to drink wine because kilkalaso, because we have such a long churban. It can't be that he's not able to drink wine forever. Says the Ritva. It's Ef Shalamo bo. It's impossible. Coins, I'll be able to drink wine forever? Never? It's impossible. You can't say that. So the churban helps him out. If we had a Beis HaMikdash, then he wouldn't be able to drink wine. But takanaso kilkalaso, his takana of being able to drink wine is because of kilkalaso, is because the churban habayis happened so long ago, and we can't continue. We can't have it that he's not able to drink wine. Period. Amar Abaya, let's finish up. Amar Abaya, Kaman Shasu Idna Kahani Chamra. According to who did the Kohanim today drink wine? Kerebi, like Rebbe. 2 points. One halachic and one agadic. The Rambam here in B.S. Mikdash, Machlokas Halachal Maisa, between the Rambam and Rashi and others. Rashi and the Ravid. When Rebbe says, it's all messed up today, Ma'asa, Takanasa Kil Kolaso, is that referring only to the last line, the Kohanim who don't know, and therefore it's Asur Lishos Kolayom? Every day? What about a Kohen who's Makir, the first two lines of the Brisa? Does Rebbe allow them to drink? So according to the way Rashi understands the Gemara and the Ravid and other Rishonim, all Kohanim could drink today. Even if you're Makir, which Beis Av, and Nakir, which Mishmar. That's what the Ravid holds, that's what the Rashi holds. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that Rebbe's Heter is only on the last line. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Olive Zion, and the Ravid screams at the Rambam about this. He says, how could you say that? But the Rambam paskins, if you're Makir the Mishmar and you're Makir the Beis Av, you're not allowed to drink wine. Bezman hazeh. Halacha l'maisa. If you know your Beis Av, you can't drink. Only the ones who don't know anything. So then, kola, shana, kula. The Rambam says, that's what Rebbe was talking about, takanaso kokolaso. But the Ravid there argues, he says, kama dvar v'chalushim v'chalushim v'kshibana Beis HaMikdash, he says, that won't apply. Ulubheri yibana lo chashino, nubein makir, bein she'ino makir, mutter lishos yayin. The Mistama, that's what Amar Abaya is referring to all to all cases. Okay, that is number one. Number two is a story. I thought of a Chavetz Chaim to say over, and then I saw a story related to it in the Margolis HaShas. Story, which some said that they know, from Rivka Hanuman. Rivka Hanuman, when he came from Tells to Radin to learn with the Chavetz Chaim, Rivka Hanuman obviously was a Kohen, he said he was walking and he saw the Chavetz Chaim looking at him. And he says, you always know the Bali Musar. When they want to talk to you, they just stare at you. And you know they have to go over there and wait for the Musar. So he walks over to the Chavetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, yes. So the Chavetz Chaim says, he quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara and says, our Gemara is worried, drink wine, not wine, because what's going to happen here, Yibada Beis HaMikdash? He says, forget the wine. Do we know how to do the Avoda? So we won't drink the wine, so we won't be drunk. What about how to sprinkle the dam? How about knowing Chatas, Asham, Shlam, all the Karbanas? He says, forget, he says, will you have a greater drunken person more than that? V'chiyei shikr shadaita muvobelos yosef imenu? He says, sleep is not going to help you if you don't know any of the Avoda, which we're going to have on Amid Beis. And the Chavetz Chaim says, that's the V'hani mar dahanu kohen, you're a Kohen, you're waiting for Mashiach. What are you doing with your time? Rav Kahneman said that the Chavetz Chaim said him. And he says, at the time, he was a telzer. He says, Basim, he tells Laradin, I always made chilukim and chakiris. So I said, Rebbe, what do you mean? You'll do the avodah, I'll follow you, and I'll learn it that way. It's okay, he has an answer. So he says he was mischarit that he ever gave him an answer. But from then on, he said, the Chavetz Chaim, as if didn't hear him. He just said, what do you mean? You have to do kachim, kachim, kachim. And he started this, the kol kachim, which the Chavetz Chaim was very involved in. But this is just about the wine. The Chavetz Chaim says, what about the dinim? In the, whoever's ever looked at it, it's really beautiful. It's 12 prakim, but they're very smooth, wonderful reading. The Hakdama to Asifa Zakenim. What's Asifa Zakenim? The Chavetz Chaim put together a number of achronim on Seder Kachim, Zvachim and Achas, and he wrote 12 prakim of Hakdama there about the importance of learning Kachim, and about how Kachim gives you chiyus, and you have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it, all these different beautiful chazals and prakim about learning Kachim. It's also printed in his Hakdama to Likutei Halachas, which is a sefer on the non-Halacha L'maisa, which are Halacha L'maisa in his view, that he wrote. In the last parak there, he talks about Tzipisul Yeshua, how we have to yearn for the Beis HaMikdash, and we have to daven, and we daven every day. Do we really mean it? Do we really want it? He says, he talks there, I said this a couple years ago, in a Shal Shudas by Parshas Bahaloscha. Because in Bahaloscha, what it says, that Miriam and Aaron said, Lashon Hara about Moshe, it says, Hashem appeared to them, Pitom, they got like, oh, yeah! And they were worried that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here, so Hashem says, now you realize. I'm going to come pitom. So he realized why Moshe Rabbeinu has to separate from his wife. He always has to be ready for me. So he quotes the pasuk in Navi that the Mashiach is also going to come pitom. Suddenly he's going to come. Are we ready for him? So he says, unbelievable. He says, we say so many times in Shas, Teku, Tishbi, Ataris, Kushis, Vabayos. Elio Navi is only going to tell us the Sveikus that we don't know. He's not going to tell us what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We have to do our. He's going to say, what do you mean? Don't ask me that question. Go look in Shulchan Aruch. Go learn. He's only going to answer up the Sveikus that we have. But we have to learn everything that we vaday know. We have to learn that ourselves. And what are we doing? Says Chavetz Chaim. You have to learn. He says, Alvzorim pshutim amavorim bepasik ubebiyaren chatorish alpeh hamasalanu hanol atzrichan atzmeinu ladas kviyachol kenu elyon navi lo yovel lilmod im kolechad veechad dvarim shayochol ladas baatzmo v'rakas sveikos ashiyesh levari yiskalalano ad elyo v'yala pshutos amavuaros yomaki haylachem lilmod. That's your problem. Elyon navi says only kushios abayas. Doesn't say Tishbi Yatar Yitain Shir. He's not going to give a Shir on Kachim. He's just going to answer up the Sveikas. He's going to say, "Look in Rambam. Look in the Gemara." So it says the Chavetz Chaim. We have to learn. He was a Kohen. He was very, very, He says you got to learn it. You got to learn it. Or Soloveitchik once commented, his reign in a drasha, that he says that he said he loved the Avodas Yom Kippurim so much, and he writes so much about it. He said just out how much he had chavivas to it, that if the Kohen Gadol, if he was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen Gadol ever had to stop in the middle, he'd be able to take over. He'd be able to take over. He was so asuk, he knew it, so cold, that he would be able to take, he was a Levi. Going to be the Kohen Gadol, but either way, at least conceptually, that my son asked me this week. We're learning Masechus Vachim. He says, "Is there any way I'll be able to ever be a Kohen?" You know, he says, "Did the Yisraelim ever see the menorah? It's in the middle of the Heichal. I can't go into the Heichal. I'm never going to see the menorah." He's very upset. Maybe saying, "The Heichal, the menorah, the Shoah." I said, "Maybe it will be open. You'll be able to see through while you're bringing your carbon outside. You're doing smicha. You're doing shchita k'shir bazaar." I'm trying to make him happy a little bit. He could do some things, but you know, he was a Levi Kohen. But either way, Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell us what we all are. We all have our own purpose in life. Most gadol, many gadol Yisrael were Yisraelim. You know, we all have our own tachlis. Not everybody's supposed to be a Kohen. Not everybody's supposed to be a Levi. Okay, let's continue now with that Musar from the Chavetz Chaim. So during the week that they are doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they're not allowed to get haircuts, and they're not allowed to do laundry. Ubachamishi mutarin, except Thursdays in the Beis HaMikdash, they covet Shabbos. Thursdays are allowed to go to covet Shabbos. My time, why aren't the people working in the Beis HaMikdash allowed to get a haircut? What's wrong with that? Amar Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedishi Kansu L'Mishmartam K'shei Menuvalin. A similar idea that we have to the Gemara about Chol HaMoed, so to here, we don't want people to say, you know what, I have a very busy week at work this week. Next week I'm going to be working in the Beis HaMikdash, I'll have 5 days off. You know, I'll get a haircut next week sometime. No, push it off. We don't want people to do that. We want people to get a haircut before they go to the Beis HaMikdash. So if we asur them getting a haircut during the week that they're there, they're going to be forced to get a haircut beforehand. So that's why we don't allow them to get it during the week. Tanur Rabbanan. Melech. Now let's talk about rules of haircuts. Melech mistaber b'chol yom. The king gets a trim every day. Obviously not a haircut. There's not much hair that grows every day. But a king has to get a trim every day. That's the halacha. Kohen Gadol, Me'er of Shabbos, Le'er of Shabbos. Kohen Gadol every Friday has to get a haircut. Kohen Hedyot, Achaz L'Shoshim Yom. Kohen Hedyot, once every 30 days. So what's the basis for each of these? Melech, Mestaber B'chol Yom, my time. But why does a Melech have to get a haircut every day? Omer Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda, Omer Kra, Melech B'yafyot, Echazen Einecha. Because a king has to appear beautiful, a king has to appear grand in the eyes of his people. There's a din of Mora Melech, so he has to look perfect. So every day, the barber will come and trim and make sure everything is perfect. Kohen Gadol, Me'er Shabbos, Le'er Shabbos. A Kohen Gadol has to get a haircut every Friday. My time, why? Amar Ashur Bar Yitzchak, Hol U'Mishmaros Mischadshos. Amazing halacha. What is the halacha? The Mishmaros, the groups switch every Friday. A new group comes in, so they're going to see him now for the first time in a long time. He's got to give that first impression. He's got to have that look on Friday. Wow, the Kohen Gadol. He's got to inspire awe and trepidation and amazement in all of those Kohanim who see him. So every Friday he has to get a haircut. There's only one time he can make a first impression. Only one time. Mismaros Mischachos, and therefore you have to he has to get a haircut every week. Ashol Yisharim Sharan Balacha talks about a question that the Sholom Meshav asks. Sholom Meshav says that the Gemara is in Maseches Nazir that talk about a case. Let's say you have a Nazir who's a Kohen Gadol that's walking down the street and he meets a Tamei Meis. All these cases. But you have some cases that there's a Nazir who's a Kohen Gadol. So he asks the Sholom Meshav, how could you be a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol? A Nazir is not allowed to shave and a Kohen Gadol has to shave. Right? So how could he be the same person? Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. So he quotes that it's only a din l'charchila. He should get a haircut every week, but it's not lav dafka. And he quotes it from this Rashi here. That's the raya, because Rashi says in the fifth wide line, Rashi says ubaler oso hadaver nae shetireu biyafyo. It's a nice thing that they see him beautifully. So that Rashi doesn't sound like it's a davar liikuva. Hadaver nae, it's beautiful that he should. It's a nice thing that he should get. That he should get a haircut. So that Sholom Meshev, the Sharm Zayin Balacha quotes this Rashi as a raya to that idea that it's only a din l'charchila. Continuing, Kohen Hedyot Achaz L'Shoshim Yom Minol. How do we know that a Kohen Hedyot has to get a haircut once a month, once every 30 days? Minolon, Asya Para Para Minazir. You learn it from Xer Shava from Nazir. Ksiv Hacha, it says referring to the Kohanim, V'roshom L'Yigalechu Fer L'Yishalechu, it says they should not let their hair grow long. V'ksiv Hasam Kadosh Yia Gadol Paras Arosho. And by Nazir it says he should let his hair go long. Malahal Shloshim Avkan Shloshim. If by a Nazir it means 30 days, so do by a Kohen it means 30 days. A Nazir has to grow his hair for 30 days. A Kohen is not allowed to grow his hair more than 30 days. But Nazir Guvim Yinolon, what's the Makar by a Nazir that it means 30 days? Amr Masna Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Because a Stam Nazir, somebody just says, I'm going to be a Nazir, the assumption is that's for 30 days. Yinolon, what's the Makar for 30 days? Amr Krab, Yiyeh Begamashriya Tzlasen Havi. Yiyeh, it says, Yiyeh by Nazir, he will be, and Yiyeh is Gamashriya 30. Again, one of the few times in Halacha where we learn a Halacha from a Gamashriya. Not very common. We know there's Gzeira Shava. This might be the only time. Might be the only time that there's, I don't want to say only, because not, but it's one of the, if not the only, one of the few times that we learn, the Gemara learns a real halacha, not just a remez, it's not just a Rishon here that's quoting it, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara learns, this is the example that's always given for Gematria, that Yiyaz Gematria 30, and that's how you know Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Amalir Pabla Abaya. Amalir Pabla Abaya, Vidil Mahachim Rachmana. 1 second. Maybe we could interpret the pasuk by Kohanim differently. Well, liberal klal, it says you shouldn't grow your hair long. So how do you know you even have the allowance of 30 days? Maybe it means at all. You're not allowed to grow it at all. Maybe to get a haircut even every day. So Amar Le, if the Pasuk would have said, don't send your para, your long hair, kids to Ka'amrit, then maybe we could have said, well, what, how, that possibility. But the Pasuk says instead, para, lo yishalechu. It puts para first. So we interpret it, para lahave. You're allowed to have some hair. You just can't have it long. If that's true, then even today, Kohanim should have to get haircuts every 30 days. Why is it that a Kohen could go more than 30 days? No, it's similar to the drinking wine that we just discussed. Just like Shtuya Yayin, we had a maskana that it's only when there's a base of Migdash and not now. So too here. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Vatanya, but that was only Rebbe Shita before. Vatanya Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Kohanim Mazrin Lashos Yain La Olam, Rebbe says that really Kohanim should not be able to drink today. But what can I do? The fact that there's a Korban allows them to drink. According to who did the Kohanim today drink wine? Kerebi, like Rebbe, that's all Rebbe Shita. So finishing the question, Mechal de Rabbanan Asri. So the Rabbanan obviously argue on Rebbe. So why don't we say that Bizman Hazek, Kohanim, should have to get haircuts? So says the Gemara, no, 1 second. There's a difference between hair and wine. Even if by wine we want to say that there is a problem and therefore you shouldn't be able to drink wine, but by hair, the Rabbanan wouldn't argue. Everybody would agree that Kohanim do not have to get a haircut today every 30 days. That halacha would not apply. Why? My time, what's the whole worry? Maybe you're going to base a migdash. What's the whole worry that we need a Kohen that's right to do the avoda and therefore you shouldn't be able to drink wine? But by the haircut, halacha after the Messiah Bavayo. Mashiach comes, everybody runs to the barber. Everybody runs to the barber, get a haircut. It'll be very fast. So you don't worry about it. So you don't get a haircut, Bizman Hazeh. It's okay. There's a way to solve the problem very quickly. What do you mean? So too by drinking. Go to sleep a little bit. Doesn't that remove the effects of the wine? Like Rami Bar Abba said, Rami Bar Abba, Derech Mil V'Sheina Kol Shem Afigun HaSayayin, walking a little bit or sleeping a little bit takes away the effects of the wine. So therefore, both, why should there be a difference between wine and hair? Answers the Gemara. Lami Yidmar Allah, no. Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Baravua. Loshana El Chisosa Shiravias. When do we say that wine is a prop? Wine can be taken away, the effects of the wine can be taken away by sleeping a little bit. That's only if you just drank a Ravias. Avol Shasa Yosim Ravias, Kol Shekain. Dushaderach Matridaso, Vashena Mishakarto. But if you drank a lot of wine, so then walking or sleeping is just going to make you more drunk and feel worse. So therefore, that's why it cannot apply Bizman Hazeh. That's why if the wine halacha does apply Bizman Hazeh, well, the hair one does not. The Turi Evan quotes that according to this, a Kohen should be able Bizman Hazeh to drink less than a revius of wine, according to everybody. Right? Because that is the same parallel that could be gotten rid of. Tosfos here, in the little Tosfos B'inon, discusses V'im Tomar, halo b'lo yainami, forget yayin. There's another problem. What about Tumas Meis? What about Tumas Meis? That's right, but Tumay Meisim in it, it's Rechon Hazeh. You're so worried about the wine, but all Kohanim are Tumay Meisim today. So why aren't we worried about that? You have another problem. You're not going to have a Kohen Aroi Lavoda. So what is Tosfos's answer? Tumah Hutra B'Sibur. Tamei Meis we're not worried about. Because Tamei Meis, we're going to be able to do the Avoda even when we're Tamei. Because we're all going to be Tamei. We're going to have to wait a couple days to get the Paraduma going and the ashes and the sprinkling. So that one is not going to be a problem. We are Machmir just to, not to be Mosif Tumah Al Tumah. So they're already Tamei. We assume most Kohanim are Tamei, but there's still an Isser we paskin to make yourself more Tamei. To be, oh, you can't get more Tamei than Tamei makes, but not to be more Tamei. Right, so you're still not a. Right, we still have that Isser today, but the Tosfos isn't saying, shouldn't that be Usser? It is Usser. Tosfos is saying, we're worried that he shouldn't be able to drink wine because you need a Kohen Aroi Lavoda. We're not going to have a Kohen Aroi Lavoda anyway. So his answer is that no, Tumah Hutra B'Sibur. The Turi Evan here asks, what about other Tumos? Fine, Tumah Hutra B'Sibur only applies by Tumah Meis. What about Tumah Sheretz? What about the other Tumos that we're going to have? So he says that Mistam, Tumah Meis is so common. Tumah Sheretz, other Tumos, that's not so common. Mistam will be able to find Kohanim that are not Tumah from other Tumos. As he just says, Lamaisa, it must be that we'll be able to find. Tumah, that's a big question, right? Whether Tumah Hutra B'Sibur is Tekar and Pesach, Lechora, we paskin is by all Karbanas Sibur that Kavua Lehem Zman. Not just by Karban Pet, like a Karban Tumah as well. Other Karbanos, like the other Nedavas, that not Kavua Lehem Zman, so that would not be Tumah Hutra B'Sibur. But you're right, is it by Pesach or by others? But it's limited to Tumas Meis. Okay, second, next, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says maybe there's another chilek that could be mentioned between hair and wine. Why the halakha of wine should apply today, not hair. Shesuya yayin demachli avoda gazibur rabbanan. If a kohen gadol does avoda when he's drunk, the avoda is pasul. It's mechulal. Purei rosh lo machli avoda lo gazibur rabbanan. If a kohen has long hair and he does the avoda, lechadchila, he should it, but the avoda is going to be okay. So we're more worried by shtuya yayin than purei rosh. Meisve, is this really true? Is this really true that the kohen who does the avoda with long hair is not machal of the avoda? But we learned the Elohim sheba misa. The following, you have the punishment of misa b'dei shamayim shesuya yayin upurei rosh. A kohen who does the avoda when he's drunk or when he has long hair. Bishlam shesuya yayin behed yuksibahu by drunk. There's a pasuk that says that yayin v'sheicher al teish. Don't drink wine. See on the side, he quotes the pasuk. Ata uvanecha v'lo samusu. Right, don't drink wine, Aaron. You right, don't drink wine. This is one of the remuzim that Nadav and Avihu did drink wine. That was the avera, because right afterwards, Hashem tells Aaron, don't drink wine. So therefore, we know the pasuk that you're drinking wine, doing avoda when you're drunk is chayav misa. El pri rosh minala. What's the pasuk that teaches me that if you do avoda with long hair, is chayav misa? Dichsiv. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, v'roshem legalecho v'relish alechu v'ksiv basrein. It says right afterwards, v'yain lo yishtu kol kohen bavoam el chatzar apanimis. So the drinking of the wine is put together with the hair. V'iskish pri rosh l'shtuya yayin. And there's a hekish between pri rosh and shtuya yayin, long hair and drinking wine. Mashtuya yayin b'misa, a pri rosh b'misa. Just like Shtuya Yayin is Misa V'dei Shemayim, so too growing long hair. Umina, and once we have the connection on that level, why don't we connect it both ways? Ima Shtuya Yayin Demachli Avoda. If a kohen does the Avoda when he's drunk, ruins the Avoda. Afrei Rosh Demachli Avoda. Why don't we say that even a kohen does the Avoda with long hair is Mechalel the Avoda? So this is the Gemara, no, lo. Kiyish is L'misa V'dei Ishkish, Avalachli Avoda lo Ishkish. No, we don't make the comparison the whole way. We only make the comparison regarding Misa B'dei Shemayim, but not regarding being Mechal of the Avoda. Ask the Gemara now a side question. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. One second. So this whole connection, this whole halacha of Misa B'dei Shemayim is only learned down from a pasuk in Yechezkel that puts these two together in the pasuk. Ha'mikami does Yechezkel man Amra. Before Yechezkel, we didn't know this halacha. We didn't know this. So Amalei, Ula Tamech, says the Gemara back. One second. If you, I have another question like that. We have another halacha about an arel, an uncircumcised kohen, do the avoda. What's the makar that an arel is not allowed to do the avoda? Also from a pasuk in Yechezkel. Right, an arel is not allowed to go to the Beis Hamikdash. We didn't know this halacha before Yechezkel that an arel cannot do the avoda. But really, we knew it. It was a mesora. Maybe Gemara Gamar Lav means Halacha Moshe Misinai, according to Zamri Shonim. Either way, we knew it. And Yechezkel came along and says, you know what? It's Merumas in this pasuk. Hachanami Gemara Gamar Lav as Yechezkel Vasmachayakra. So here too, the Yechezkel put it on a pasuk, but Lav Dafka, that is the real marker. Ki Gemiri Halacha Lamisa Lachuli Avodelo Gemiri. Fine. Okay, so that's how the side question the Gemara ends off with, that don't think the makar is really from Yechezkel, we knew it from beforehand, and it was just merumas. Yechezkel said he was masmichid on a pasuk. Remember the ritva that we had in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tezayin about what an asmachta is. Asmachta is not just a hint that is meaningless, but it really means that Chazal knew that this was the halacha, this was the Ratzon Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just left it open for Chazal to determine which pasuk in the Torah will give us that hint. Yeah. Right,
but
not.
We know
right, we learn many times we learn things from Nevi'im, but it's not always mefurish that it's a din d'oraisa. You learn dinim d'rabbanan from Nevi'im, you can learn ideas from Nevi'im, but to learn hardcore mitzvos from Nevi'im, that's what the Gemara will ask this question. When else do we have a mitzvah that's learned from Nevi'im? We learn kinyan sudar from a pasuk in Rus, we learn other things from Nevi'im, covenant onik Shabbos is based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, but hardcore halachos, that is something that the Gemara sometimes will ask. Right, if it's learning from a din d'oraisa, the Nevi'im are not allowed to make up din d'oraisa. They can't make up a biblical law. So that's why Gemara asks it here. Okay, two dots. The end of our Mishnah said that had a statement about Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus, all the holidays that were listed in Megillas Tainus. If we remember, Megillas Tainus was a list of holidays that events happened to Klal Yisrael, and Chazal said, okay, on these days they're special, you're not allowed to fast on them, you're not allowed to give a eulogy on them, and not only that, but even the day beforehand, you're not allowed to do that. That's what the Mishnah says, L'fan avasa l'achar mutter. Thunder Rabbanan. Ilin yomayad lo his anabahon, says the Megillas Tainus, the following days are days that you're not allowed to fast, umiksasan lo misbehon, and some of them you're not allowed to even give a hesped, they're even more joyous. So what are some examples? From the first day of Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, that was the day that we had a machlokes with the tzdukim about the carbon tamid. Rashi explains that we paskin that a carbon tamid has to come from communal funds. They said it has to come from private funds. So for 8 days we argued with them, we finally convinced them, they start arguing with us about this, and therefore we made these 8 days, listen to Megillas Tainus, that you're not allowed to give a hesped. Mitzvanya ve'at sof mo'adaya, from day 8 to the end of Pesach, itos of chag ha'deshu'ayad lo l'misbe b'hon. That's the day that we argued about the Bimachras HaShabbos argument, that was the day that we were able to put our foot down and make sure Bimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos. And therefore also, from day 8 to the end of Pesach, we also rejoice on those days. Omar Mars, I will talk about these two lines. So Megillas Tainus lists day 1 of Nisan to day 8 of Nisan as days of happiness. Lomali, why does it say from day 1 to day 8? Lema mitreba Nisan, say from day 2, day 1 we already know. Rosh Chodesh gufe yantav huvasar, Rosh Chodesh itself is usar. So you don't have to tell me day 1 to day 8, day 2 to day 8. So why is that listed? No, the added point is that the Erev, the first day of Nisan, that also is Asr. Says the Gemara, 1 second. What do you mean? That's Erev Rosh Chodesh. So shouldn't it be Asr for that reason? So the Gemara says, no. Rosh Chodesh Daraisahu. Rosh Chodesh is a din Daraisa, but Daraisa Loboy Chizuk. We only have to be Mechazek Darabanas, not Daraisas. Right? On the Shachris, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, we say Tachrin. The Shachar and Erev Rosh Chodesh doesn't have the same halachas as later on in the afternoon. So Erev Rosh Chodesh is a daraisa. So daraisa, we don't have to be mechazik. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Hayom Eilat to Megillas Tainus. The days in Megillas Tainus are Durabanan, Lefnei Malachrei Masurim, and the day before and after them are also Asur Batainus. Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Hein Asur and Lefnei Malachrei Mutarin. But Shabbos and Yontif, they are Asur, but not the day before and after them. Why? Omahefesh means Elazeb. Hello, Divrei Torah, Divrei Torah, Zvichan Chizik. Daraisas people take seriously. It does not need Chizik. Hello. But these are the Durabanan, and they need Chizik. The Gemara says here that Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa. It's a question. The concept of Rosh Chodesh is obviously Doraisa. There is a Machlokes, Rishonim, is the Isser Tainus on Rosh Chodesh Doraisa. That's a machlokas Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Chananel in Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam seems to say it's a Doraisa. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is Durabanan. Right, nafkamina is going to be if you take a neder, is it chal on Rosh Chodesh? So that is okay, right? So it's right. So that is a machlokas. So we shown him whether the iser is daraisa or drabanan. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. I was going to talk about isru chag a little bit because isru chag is coming up, but maybe we'll talk about it. Yeah,
the vart on the bris.
Eliyahu, so I mentioned it. One more minute. Eliyahu, right, so why Dafka Pinchas? What does Pinchas have to do with the bris? What does Pinchas have to do with the bris? So the Zohar says that the Malach, the Shem Hashem that has to do with the bris milah is Shakai. Sha'amar, right, so Shakai, that's what Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Ani Kel Shakai, Zalech Lefanai Ve'yetamim. So why is that name Dafka connected to the bris milah? So the Gemara in Chagiga says that Shakai is Sha'amar Olam Dai. That Hashem says, up until here, what does that mean? So the Sefer HaChinuch says that what's the purpose of bris milah? HaKadosh, why isn't a person born with a bris? Because Hashem is saying, you know what? I did this part, the rest is up to you. You gotta finish off the job of perfecting yourself. And just like we perfect our bodies, so too we have to perfect our neshamas. That's the message of a bris. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ad kan, I do, and the rest you do. That's Shakai, Shamar Olam Dai. Hashem says, up until here is what I'm going to do, and then that's it. Pinchas, what did Pinchas do? Heshev is Chamasi, Bekano is Kinasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I stepped back behind the scenes, Pinchas stepped in and did the job for me. So Pinchas exactly does what a bris milah symbolizes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping back, and Pinchas, the person getting involved. So that's Pinchas, that's Shakai, that's the Sefer HaChinuch on bris milah. Okay.